Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me, Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is March 25th. Today we are going to continue in this week's Come Follow Me block,
which isn't a block of scripture at all, it's all about Easter. And I'm sharing some of my favorite scriptures and quotes and talks about the atonement of Jesus Christ. Today I want to play a portion of one of my favorite talks of all time. This talk was so incredibly impactful to me that I can tell you exactly where I was, exactly who I was with. I can tell you everything about the first time I heard this talk because it was that impactful for me. This talk is by Elder Holland and it's called None Were With Him. So here's a portion of that talk now.
To all such, I speak of the loneliest journey ever made and the unending blessings it brought to all in the human family. I speak of the Savior's solitary task of shouldering alone the burden of our salvation. Following the Last Supper, Jesus left Peter, James, and John to wait while he ventured into the Garden of Gethsemane alone. Falling on his face in prayer, sorrowful unto death, the record says, his sweat came as great drops of blood as he pled with the Father to let this crushing, brutal cup pass from him. But of course, it could not pass. Returning from such anguished prayer, he found his three chief disciples asleep, prompting him to ask, "Could ye not watch with me 1 hour?" So it happens two more times, until on his third return, he says compassionately, "Sleep on now and take your rest," though there would be no rest for him. Now I speak very carefully, even reverently, of what may have been the most difficult moment in all of this solitary journey to atonement. I speak of those final moments for which Jesus must have been prepared intellectually and physically, but which he may not have fully anticipated emotionally and spiritually. That concluding descent into the paralyzing despair of divine withdrawal, when he cries in ultimate loneliness, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" The loss of mortal support he had anticipated, but surely he had not apparently comprehended this. Had he not said to his disciples, "Behold, the hour is now come that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." With all the conviction of my soul, I testify that he did please his Father perfectly, and that a perfect Father did not forsake his Son in that hour. Indeed, it is my personal belief that in all of Christ's mortal ministry, the Father may never have been closer to his Son than in these agonizing final moments of suffering. Nevertheless, that the supreme sacrifice of his Son might be as complete as it was voluntary and solitary, the Father briefly withdrew from Jesus the comfort of his Spirit, the support of his personal presence. It was required, indeed it was central to the significance of the atonement, that this perfect Son, who had never spoken ill, nor done wrong, nor touched an unclean thing, he had to know how the rest of humankind would feel, us, the rest of us, when we did commit such sins. For his atonement to be infinite and eternal, he had to feel what it was like to die not only physically, but spiritually, to sense what it was like to have the divine spirit withdraw, leaving one feeling totally, abjectly, hopelessly alone. Brothers and sisters, one of the great consolations of this Easter season is that because Jesus walked such a long, lonely path, utterly alone, we do not have to do so. Truly, the Redeemer of us all said, "I will not leave you comfortless. My Father and I will come to you and abide with you."
One of the things about this talk that I think is so incredible is how Elder Holland talks about, for just that small moment, our Father in heaven left the Savior alone, withdrew his spirit, and the Savior in that moment was completely alone. In everything that the Savior had been through, there had been angels with him, and certainly our Heavenly Father's spirit was with him. But in that brief moment, he was alone. The reason why that's so impactful for me is because of a scripture that we find, and I've quoted it a million times, but it's found in Alma chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. It talks about everything that the Savior chose to experience. It says, "And he shall go forth suffering pains and afflictions and temptations of every kind, and this that the word might be fulfilled, which saith he will take upon him the pains and the sicknesses of his people. And he will take upon him death, that he may loose the bands of death, which bind his people. And he will take upon him their infirmities, that his bowels may be filled with mercy, according to the flesh, that he may know according to the flesh how to succor his people according to their infirmities. Now the Spirit knoweth all things, nevertheless, the Son of God suffereth according to the flesh." Now, I think I love this scripture so much because one of my pet peeves in life is when someone says, "I know how you feel," because they don't. Let's just be honest. Let's just own that fact. You don't know how someone else feels. You may have experienced the exact same thing as that person, but you didn't experience it in the same way. And so in that token, you can't know how someone else is feeling. You might be able to understand it, but you can't know. However, our Savior chose to take upon himself everything that we would experience. Our pains, our sicknesses, our afflictions, our temptations, our weaknesses, death, infirmities, he took it all. And what I love about this scripture is that it tells us why. First of all, it says that he did all that so that he could know how to succor his people. Succor is a word that means run to. So when we are in the depths of despair, he knows it and he can run to us. When we are experiencing weakness, he has felt it and he can run to us. Verse 13 explains that the Spirit knows all things. The Spirit knows what we're feeling. And the Spirit could have taught that to the Savior. He could have explained, "This is what Lindsay was feeling at this time." But it says, even though the Spirit knows all things, the Son of God suffers according to the flesh. He chose to suffer according to the flesh so that he could truly know how you and I feel. And what's even more incredible, according to Elder Holland in None Were With Him, is that he took that one step further. And for his atonement to be complete, for that brief moment on earth, he was alone. Without the Spirit, without the companionship of his Father in heaven, he was alone so that he could know how you and I feel when we make mistakes and the Spirit withdraws from us. So that he could know how you and I feel when our friends have turned their back on us and we feel alone. So that he could know how you and I feel if we've been wrongly accused and we feel alone. My friends, I may not be able to say I know how you feel, but there is someone who can, because he has experienced it all. And he experienced it all so that he would know in a perfect way how to run to you to meet you where you are, and to raise you up to higher ground. That is the beauty of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.